Central Maine Power's won a key state approval for its controversial proposal to build a major transmission line through the state's western woods. Fred Bever has details.
At a meeting in Brewer, the Land Use Planning Commission voted 5-2 in favor of issuing a site law certificate for the proposal. Some of the commissioners struggled to restrict their analysis to the project's effects on three relatively small parcels of land and water bodies.
If I was to vote strictly on my emotions, I might not be so in favor of this.
Commission member James May said that while he understood that the project might comply with the specific regulations for unorganized territories that are within the board's purview, he's unhappy with the way CMP approached the review process. May says CMP at first maintained it could not afford rights of way that would allow the project to be routed away from a wilderness water body called Beatty Pond, but then suddenly made the deal happen when it became clear that was a sticking point for the commission.
And then they tried to put pressure on us to make a decision before we were ready. And I've just not been happy with some of that.
He eventually joined four other commissioners to vote in favor of the project. Two voted against it, and one, Gwen Hilton, abstained due to an unspecified conflict. The approval sets the stage for consideration of the project's overall effects on Maine's environment by the State Department of Environmental Protection.
We're obviously very pleased. It was very clear that the commissioners took their responsibility very seriously.
Thorne Dickinson is a vice president at CMP. He says the company wasn't stonewalling the commission over the Beatty Pond issue, but wasn't able to come to terms with the owner of a nearby parcel until the last minute.
Despite how it may look, in the end, we came with a proposal that we believed was better because it had less environmental impact and better for Maine.
Environmental and other organizations opposing the project were disappointed by the commission's decision, but not surprised, given that LUPC staff had already recommended approval. And Sue Ely, a lawyer with the Natural Resources Council of Maine, points out that it dealt only with a small portion of the lands affected by the project, a parcel where the Appalachian Trail crosses the power corridor, and a parcel where the power line would cross the Kennebec River Gorge.
So it was a really narrow look at just these two small components of this very large and very damaging project.
Ely notes that DEP's more comprehensive review of the 141-mile project's overall impacts on Maine lands is still pending. In addition to the DEP permit, CMP has already received approval from state utility regulators and is seeking a permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Opponents, meanwhile, continue to seek signatures needed to get a statewide vote on whether the project should be allowed at all. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.